Okay, so today we will see protector of surrendered souls. Krishna is the protector of surrendered soul. There are some pastimes. Today I'll tell you one pastime, then I'll continue tomorrow. If possible, I'll try to finish. So, protector of surrendered souls. You can keep it, then you can give it to me back. Yeah. So, in protector of surrendered souls, see basically Vibhishana. Do you know who is Vibhishana? Anyone? Who is Vibhishana?
Ravana's.
Yeah, very good. So, how many brothers they were in Ravana's family? Yes, how many brothers they were?
Four. Three.
Who all they were? Yes, yes, yes.
Kunkar.
Then? And who was your sister? Please restrict me,
Shurpanaka.
Yeah, Shurpanaka. So, Ravana, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana and Shurpanaka. They were four the brothers and sisters. And in Lord Rama's family, who were the brothers? How many brothers were there?
Two or four, or six or seven.
Yeah. Come here and tell loudly. Yeah, go and sit down. Did you follow? Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. Actually it is Rama, Bharata, Lakshmana then Shatrughna. So these four brothers. Now what happened? Now you all know the story as such. What did Ravana do? What did he do?
He
kidnapped Sita. Is it a good act?
No.
So is it good to kidnap another's wife?
No.
And that also Supreme Personality of God, Lord Rama's wife? No. She was a goddess of fortune. So Ravana did that and then there was going to be a war held. Now all these people, they have always an army. I mean a group of people from whom they take advice. So even Ravana had a company of people from whom he would take advice. And advice. So what kind of people they would have been? Tell me, can you guess who were with Ravana, who would advise him? Yeah, they are Rakshasas, demons. So demons, what they would say? Hurry, what you are doing is absolutely right. Right? In fact, they will increase the temporary thing. Right? Oh, what you are doing is exactly right. No, 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 this is right. There is nothing. In fact, you should do more than this. Yeah. Basically, these three brothers and Shurpanaka, they did tapasya for 10,000 years. Austerities. We can't sit for 2 hours. Even demons do tapasya. Just see. Actually, demons do more tapasya than us. So, they did tapasya for 10,000 years and then Lord Brahma came to benedict them. Each one had his own things. I want this, I want that. But what did Vibhishana ask? Although he was a demon, he said, let me get unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me get devotion. What a desire. So this Vibhishana, he was also in that assembly of the demons who were giving advice to Ravana. Everyone was, as you know, they were just telling, one person was giving his own advice, just trying to tell him, oh Ravana, you are so powerful and all. But only one person dared to stand up, Vibhishana. When he stood up, everyone was silent because they knew that he is a proper person. He was a devotee. He told Ravana, you return Sita. If you don't return Sita, you will be doomed. You'll have to fight with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't do that. You will lose. So Ravana heard that and he dismissed the meeting that day. For that time, he dismissed the meeting. The next day, Vibhishana met him personally and he told him that you please give away Sita. Ravana did not like it. That day again in the meeting, again Vibhishana raised the same point. After all the demons spoke their points. That time Indrajit, the son of Ravana, he got up and he said, oh, you don't know anything to his uncle. See, this is how the nowadays children, they don't respect elders at all. You don't know anything, I know everything. And they insulted him in such a bad way that Vibhishana, he left the palace and he went to Rama. So basically, he went on a plane. See, for the ocean to be crossed, the monkeys, Lord Rama, the monkeys who were associating with Lord Rama, what did they do? How did they cross the ocean? They built a bridge. Yeah, yeah. But when Vibhishana, he was a demon, he along with his four of his ministers, they took an airplane and they flew to Lanka. And Sugriva, he saw Vibhishana coming there. So why the demons are coming here? So immediately he was waiting there to see why the demons are coming there suddenly. Then the plane got down, Vibhishana got down from the plane and he came and told Sugriva that, see, my brother is not, I told my brother that you give back Sita, it's not good. He did not listen to my advice. So now I have come back to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. So Sugriva, he went inside. He said, you know, that Sugriva, this Vibhishana has come with all the demon ministers. You know, now I want to go and kill all of them. Because he did not believe. Demonic tendency, you cannot believe. All are demons. So, Lord Rama, he was a leader. He took the advice of everyone. So, he pointed to each one of them and he was asking, what do you say? So each person said, yeah, yeah, you should kill them. One said, no, 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 you should not allow demons in our party. One person gave his opinion. Hanuman was silent. Lord Rama looked at Hanuman at the end. So he asked Hanuman, Hanuman, what do you say? Hanuman said, I think Vibhishana is a good person. I think we should embrace him. You should embrace him and let him join our army. Lord Rama was very happy with whatever advice Hanuman said. So then, not only this, Lord Rama said that whoever comes to my lotus feet and says, from today I am yours, for them, for that person, I guarantee full protection. So please call him with full respect inside. So then they went and called Vibhishana. Vibhishana came along with his ministers inside. The moment he came inside, Lord Rama said, welcome Lankesh. Why? Because Vibhishana will be the future king of Lanka. Not only that, when Vibhishana then he said, yeah, yes, you can join my army. And Lord Rama, he also said, even if just now Ravana comes and surrenders to me, I will forgive him. And then somebody said, but you have given Lanka to Vibhishana. See, Rama's words are true. He said that you are Lankesh. And what you will do if Ravana comes and surrenders, what will you do? If Ravana comes and surrenders, I will give him Ayodhya. See, this is the quality of Lord Ramachandra. I will give him Ayodhya. So, this thing, isn't it? So, even if a demon comes and surrenders to Krishna, I mean to Lord Rama, he protects him, guarantees full protection. So, one more pastime is, who are the parents of Krishna?
Raja Dasharatha. Krishna.
Yeah, parents of Krishna. Yeah, yeah, parents of Krishna. And the foster parents?
Yashoda
and? Yeah, Nanda Maharaj. So, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men and Krishna, Balram, they all went once to a place called Ambikavan. And this Ambikavan is situated in Gujarat province on the banks of the river Saraswati. So they all went to Ambikavan and at that place, it was Shivaratri that day. So they were observing a fast. And at night, they drank only water. The whole day they didn't drink anything. At night they drank water. And what did they do? They slept under some trees in the night. In the meantime, a snake came from the nearby forest. It came and it swallowed Nanda Maharaj's feet. Because you can imagine what happens if a snake comes and follows your feet. Huh? It came and it was swallowing the feet of Nanda Maharaj. What happened? He started shouting, Nandamaya, Krishna, Krishna, please protect me. Just imagine, what is the state? Now we are quite free, so we don't experience that. But Nanda Maharaj was experiencing that. He was saying, Krishna, please come and protect me. So when he was crying out, all the cowherd men and all the whoever were there with him, they all brought fire logs to beat that snake. Fire logs, they were hitting the snake. But what happened? Nothing happened. The snake was more and more swallowing the feet of Nanda Maharaj. And at that time, Krishna came there. Krishna came and he just kept his lotus feet on the serpent, on the snake. What happened? Miracle. The snake lost its body as a snake and a beautiful demigod came out of it. And what is the name of the demigod? Vidyadhar. And this demigod was so beautiful. He was wearing some golden necklaces and some garments and all royal clothes and he was shining. So Krishna said, how did you get the body, a lowly body of a snake? So Krishna does not know. Do you think Krishna knows everything? But still he asks this question. So he said that in my previous lifetime I was very beautiful. Vidyadhar, as a demigod, I was very beautiful and I was very proud of my beauty. And he was a demigod, he could fly anywhere in the sky. So while flying once, he saw down Angira Muni. And this Angira Muni was very ugly externally. Internally he was a great rishi. So he looked at him and he laughed at him because he was very beautiful. So that is why, what happened? Angira Muni cursed him that he become a snake. So he became a snake. But now Vidyadhar told to Krishna that although it was a curse, but it is actually a benediction for me because you are touching me. Because Krishna has touched Vidyadhar, means he got liberated. So this way, then he offered his, he circumambulated the Lord 3 times and then he took permission of Krishna and he went to the spiritual planets to do his job. After this pastime, once Krishna and Balram, they were just going with the gopis. The gopis were very beautiful they were. So they were going with the gopis. At that time there was a demon called Shankachuda. That Shankachuda has a shanka, what to say, conch shell on his forehead. So the Shankachuda, he was an associate of Kuvera. You know who is Kuvera? Kuvera is the demigod of wealth, of all the wealth, of all the money. He is the richest person, Kuvera. That doesn't mean you go and this thing, you pray to Krishna. So Kuvera, he and normally what rich person's tendency is, they don't respect anyone. They don't respect anyone, they just insult everyone. They think only anything if there is to enjoy, only they can enjoy. So as that way, this not all rich persons are like that, it is a general tendency. So this Shankachuda, he thought these girls, they should not be enjoyed by Krishna Balaram. They are for me. So what did he do? He went and stood in front of Krishna Balaram and he kidnapped all those gopis. And he was just moving away. At that time the gopis were shouting, Krishna Balaram, please protect us. They shouted. At that time, Krishna and Balaram, they promised, don't worry you gopis, we are coming. And Krishna and Balaram, they went running behind this demon. They chased him until they caught him finally. And Shankachuda was scared now. And Krishna Balaram are very powerful. They can do anything. So he left the gopis and he went away. He thought he will save his life. So Balaram ji, he left all the gopis with protection with Balaram ji. And Krishna went and he fought with Shankachuda just with one fist. He hit him and Shankachuda was killed. And he took the conch shell from the head of Shankachuda and he gave that conch shell to Balaram ji. So this way Krishna, he protects whoever surrenders, whoever asks for protection. There is one more pastime. Should I continue?
Yes.
So one more pastime then I will stop. That is in the river Yamuna, there is a great lake. In that lake, there was this serpent called Kaliya. And this serpent, he was so poisonous that the poison from him was spreading everywhere, 24 hours a day. And all the trees and the grasses around the banks of Yamuna, everything became dry because of the poison, the effect of poison. Not only that, even if a bird flies from top, what will happen? That bird will fall down dead in Yamuna river. So poisonous Kaliya was. So Krishna is there to protect everyone, right? So one day Krishna, he climbed the Kadamba tree. Kadamba tree is found in Vrindavan. It has this beautiful yellow round flowers. So he climbed the Kadamba tree and he jumped from the Kadamba tree into Yamuna. And when he jumped into Yamuna, see, basically this Kadamba tree was completely dry. As I told you, because of Kaliya's presence, everything had become dry. But the moment Krishna kept his lotus feet, it became fully green with full leaves. Full life came to the tree. And that tree is still today there in Vrindavan, Kadamba tree. And everyone, whoever goes to Vrindavan, goes and embraces that tree. Why? Because the Krishna's lotus feet has touched that tree. So Krishna, from Kadamba tree, he jumped into Yamuna. And when he jumped into Yamuna, the waters of Yamuna overflooded its banks to 100 yards. As though some strong person must have fell into the water in Yamuna. And he went inside, he was swimming. While swimming, he was making a tumultuous sound. So loud sound. And that loud sound went into the ears of Kaliya. And Kaliya was disturbed. Because he knew somebody is coming to destroy my area. So what did he do? He immediately came in front of Krishna. But the moment Kaliya saw Krishna, so beautiful. Even demons are attracted by Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. He saw the beauty of Krishna. So the nice pitambar and the flute and the peacock feather and all the paraphernalia, whatever Krishna was wearing. He was just looking at Krishna like this. So beautiful. But at the same time, he was angry in his heart. Why? Because he was a serpent. He was very angry in his heart. So what did he do? With his mighty coils, he gripped Krishna in his mighty coils. Grabbed Krishna. Now, outside, all the cowherd men, women, the gopis, the friends, the cows, the calves, everyone was in tears. Why? Because Krishna is in danger now. Krishna has jumped into the river where Kaliya is there, the most poisonous snake. What will happen to Krishna? Because they love Krishna so much. What will happen to Krishna? So they were very much worried. And at that time, even Nanda Maharaj was very much worried. And then Yashoda came running. She was going to jump into Yamuna river. Because Yashoda loved Krishna like anything. She could not bear Krishna and being in with this poisonous snake. Which mother will like the boy playing with a snake? And that also Krishna. So Yashoda, you know, the moment they stopped her from jumping into Yamuna, she fainted there. Somehow everyone tried to pacify her, but she was not ready to being pacified. So she gradually, you know, she was just looking at thinking of the lotus face of Krishna, and just, you know, thinking this way, and she was unconscious. I mean, she was very disturbed. Now Krishna, for 2 hours he kept quiet. But now he saw all his devotees are crying. They are in anxiety. But there was one person who was not in tension. That was Balramji. Balramji knew that it is Krishna. Krishna, there is no, we need not worry because Krishna is there. So at that time what happened? This Krishna, he thought now, after 2 hours, he thought now let me let myself loose. So he started expanding himself. He expanded to such an extent. Now the Kaliya, he felt great strain in holding Krishna anymore. So his mighty coils started to get slackened. So he let loose Krishna. So Krishna came out. But Kaliya was very angry now. He was giving more and more poisonous fumes from his nostrils. Not only that, his eyes were blazing with fire like that. He wanted to attack Krishna. Then after that, after some time, what did Krishna do? He tried to pounce on Kaliya. But then Kaliya, what did he do? He tried to bite Krishna. Then Krishna just moved away. So this way Krishna and Kaliya, they were just moving in the water. While this was happening, gradually the strength of Kaliya started reducing. He became fatigued, he became very tired. Then what happened? Kaliya, after this, Krishna, he just attacked him and he started dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. Kaliya has 100 hoods. And Krishna started dancing on each of the hoods. And the hoods of Kaliya, there is a jewel. So the rays of the, because Krishna was dancing on those hoods, that jewel somewhat hurt him, and blood was coming out from the lotus feet of Krishna, so it became red. So this way Kaliya was, Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And on each, when he was dancing in some of the hoods, Kaliya was trying to attack him with the other hoods. But Krishna was dashing all the hoods like that, dancing on all the hoods. He's a super artistic and he's a dancer. He was just dancing with all the 100 hoods. Just imagine, 100 hoods of the snake Krishna was dancing. And after some time, Kaliya started vomiting all the poison he had. Vomiting all the poison. And after some time, he started vomiting blood. Actually, Kaliya was getting purified because thought Krishna was dancing on him. Just imagine, everyone meditates to have the lotus feet of Krishna on his head. But Kaliya is a demon, but still he is getting that mercy. Krishna is keeping his lotus feet and dancing on his head. And at that time, this Kaliya, what did he do? He gradually realized, oh, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he surrendered to Krishna. And at that time, the wives of this Kaliya, he had many wives. They are called Nagapatnis. So they offered very beautiful prayers to Krishna. So immediately Krishna was pacified and he forgave Kaliya because of the prayers of Nagapatnis. And he said, now itself you vacate this place. Yamuna water is meant only for my cows, calves, for the Vrindavan people. So you vacate from here. So this is how Krishna, how Kaliya was defeated by Krishna. Now, do you want to know the story? Why? How Kaliya came to that Kaliya Ghat?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, basically, there is Nagalaya, an island of snakes. There, every day, Garuda. You know who is Garuda?
Yeah.
Who is Garuda?
Lord Vishnu's Vahana.
Yeah, carrier. Yeah, Vahana. So, he is a carrier of Lord Vishnu. So Garuda, he used to come every day and eat snakes. Okay. So all the snakes were, so all the snakes were worried. So they went to their leader, the leader of snakes, Vasuki, to appeal to him that please protect us. We are disturbed. So what did Vasuki do? They all went to Brahmaji, and then Brahmaji made a solution. He said that, okay Garuda, we'll make a pact. Every day one snake will be kept for you. You can eat that snake, but don't disturb all the snakes. And Garuda agreed for that. So every day one snake was kept below a tree and Garuda would come and take the snake. But Kaliya, he was jealous. He thought, why is this Garuda getting one snake every day? So after some time, he started eating all the snakes gradually. So Garuda came to know about this. So what did Garuda do? He came to fight with Kaliya. And Kaliya and Garuda, they were fighting for a long time. And then what did Garuda do? With his wings, golden wings. See, he is a carrier of Vishnu. When Garuda swaps his wings, Sama Veda is heard. That is one of the Vedas. And he, with his golden wings, he struck Kaliya and defeated Kaliya. So now Kaliya thought, I should go to a place where Garuda cannot come. Is there a place where Garuda cannot come? Yes, this place where he was hiding all this while in Yamuna. Why Garuda could not come there? Because initially Garuda used to come to take some fishes over there. Fishes. In Yamuna water, he used to come in that place, that lake, the Kaliya Ghat. There Garuda used to come to take fishes. At that time there was a Muni called Shaubari Muni. He felt compassion for the fishes And he told Garuda that you should not disturb the fishes. So Garuda said, see, actually Garuda is Vishnu's carrier. He need not listen to what Chaubari Muni says. But still, out of respect, he just carried one big fish with him and he went away. But the Chaubari Muni got angry and he cursed Garuda. That if henceforth you come here, then it's not good for you. That is why Garuda never came to that place. But because Chaubari Muni cursed a devotee, Garuda is the greatest devotee of Krishna. He cursed a devotee, so he fell down from his position of bhakti. Wherever he was standard was, he fell down from his bhakti. Fell down means not falling down like this, from the consciousness level. So this that is why Garuda never came to this place. But now Krishna, because Kaliya surrendered also, and moreover Krishna with his lotus feet, he kept this thing. The marks of his lotus feet were there on Kaliya's hoods. So Garuda, next time when he sees the marks on Kaliya's hoods, because now Kaliya will question, no, if I go to another place, Garuda will come to eat me. Krishna told to vacate that place, but if he goes from that place, Krishna, this Garuda will come to hurt him. But Krishna said, don't worry, because the marks, when Garuda sees the marks of my lotus feet on your hoods, he will not trouble you. This is how Krishna protects his, he is the protector of surrender souls. One last pastime. After this pastime, it was night time. So they thought they'll stay asleep there itself. In the meantime, a big forest fire came. Big forest fire. So they all shouted, Krishna, Krishna, please protect us. So what did Krishna do? He swallowed all the fire. So this is how Krishna protects everyone. So Krishna Bhagavan ki, Balram ji ki, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.